Alison Krauss and her band will start a tune again and again until it sounds as good as they imagine it.
I was killing over here.
Krauss is playing the fiddle in our studios. She's surrounded by a band called Union Station. These bluegrass performers have many Grammy Awards to their names and voices many people recognize from the movie Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? As they play, you can sense the demands that virtuoso musicians place on themselves.
I'm not hearing myself very well yet. Sorry. I'm so sorry. Is it slower than normal?
Let's just do one more and just do it faster.
Silence!
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 Alison Krauss is in her early 30s, a blonde and glamorous figure on stage. For this visit, she's casually dressed, holding her fiddle against the strap of her overalls. She plays the fiddle on this tune, Union House Branch, which the band finally gets the way they want. Is it fair to call you a perfectionist?
I would say
yes.
So.
Yes.
You're still thinking about it.
Well, I mean,
Are you searching for the perfect word? Because if you are, that might be the answer to the question.
I'm not. I'm not searching for the perfect word.
She just doesn't want to say yes.
We'll say it for her.
We'll say it for her.
If you doubt it, just listen to the pain in her voice when Alison Krauss remembers her big break. She was 14 years old, a prodigy who'd won contests on the fiddle. A record producer brought Krauss together with a room full of noted musicians, including her future bandmate, Jerry Douglas.
And I thought, wow, she's amazing.
I think back on that day and it's like I want to crawl under the chair. It was so bad.
There were other musicians in the room, and you were kind of being showed off, Alison Krauss.
Well, I don't know. I was being showed off. I was supposed to play and sing, and my parents were sitting there, and I'm like, it's the first time I've met, like, you know, all my heroes, and I'm overplaying and over-singing because, you know, I mean, that's what I did, and didn't know what else to do, and I remember leaving there just going, oh, man, that was horrible.
It turned out great, though.
We all got in the studio and made a good record.
Maybe there's a connection between that demanding frame of mind and the way that Krauss and her bandmates perform. In our studio, the musicians show how they worked up their version of a bluegrass song. It starts with guitarist Ron Block and bass player Barry Bales.
You know, with straight traditional bluegrass, it's pretty much you play more or less all the way through it, and that in itself can be a very hard thing to do, but with the more non-traditional type stuff we do, you try to make it interesting without overplaying, trying to do what fits the song. I started it out with just kind of a descending single note bass line following the chord changes. Because it starts with a kind of more intricate finger picking thing by Ron on the guitar. 3, 4.
Okay, and let's work in one more instrument to this really intricate sound. Would this be Dan Tominski, perhaps, next?
I think probably the mandolin would be the next thing that's on there. And I'm just trying not to play any lead, but to just suggest that something's coming with a few notes. So if it were to everyone together, it would be 2, 3, 4... By that time, you're anticipating a vocal and ready to hear that.
It feels like it's about time for that. It will be time after the band adds one more element. It's the dobro, a kind of guitar resting on the lap of Jerry Douglas.
My part is pretty basic. It's just... So with all of that together, we got
2, 3.
And now the last element, a voice so highly trained that one reviewer actually said it might be too perfect.
Honey, I know you've been lonesome. Why don't you phone some? 'Cause I love you. And honey, I know I've been away some. I've had to pay some. And you have too.
Alison Krauss and Union Station will be playing this song again and again as they tour in the coming months. When they travel from city to city, they don't change their set list. Jerry Douglas says they prefer to play the same songs night after night.
The songs just get better and better, and we go more in depth into the songs as the tour goes on.
I wonder if you reach a point where the song would sound exactly the same to the audience tonight as it did last month, but to you, there's a dramatic difference. You
definitely.
Can feel.
Definitely. Yeah.
Maybe we just, you know, take it more internally than they do.
Some musicians think of it as the endless grind of the road. For Alison Krauss and Union Station, it's just one more chance to practice.
Just can't stand being alone. I'm gonna have to change that someday.
Their latest release is called Lonely Runs Both Ways. You can hear more of their performance at npr.org.